This episode is brought to you by Funnables. Funnables aren't just fruit snacks. Every bite your child takes is fuel to spark their imagination, taking them from a wild unicorn space mission to a deep sea dive into a rainbow river. Funnables are made with 7.1% real fruit puree and are an excellent source of vitamins A, C, and E. So anytime, any place, make snack time playtime with Funnables fruit snacks. Have fun, eat it too. Visit FunnablesSnacks.com to shop now.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of The Judgiest Place on the Internet. My name's Josh.
My name is Rick.
And my name is Christian.
And we are the Judgies. Take five, and we made it. Take five, we're alive. Speaking of taking things, did you guys see Aaron Rodgers today admitted that he took to help with his COVID symptoms?
Josh, I don't like you very much.
I
didn't see that, though. No, I did not.
Aaron Rodgers, just listen. It's one of the most embarrassing things about me is that I'm an NFL fan. We all know that. I'm just a fan of the NFL in general. Like,
it's definitely not your jokes. What's up?
I just like the NFL in general, and I really fucking hate Aaron Rodgers. So I'm glad that he's being clowned on.
Yeah.
He complained about... It's like, imagine taking a bingo of like all of the bad reasons to not... a bingo card of all the bad reasons to not get vaccinated and like how people try to twist it. And he just fucking went blackout. He
really?
threw in, I'm actually allergic to the vaccine.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Concerned about Johnson & Johnson blood clotting. Is concerned about his sterility.
Mm-hmm.
Threw in a Martin Luther King Jr. quote. Said that it's not based on science. He's got 500 pages of his own research. And medical professionals tell him not to do it.
He has a 500 page like book report.
He did
on
a full dissertation.
He
yeah. Wow. He said, quote, 500 pages of research.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
And he did his own homeopathic immunization. Listen up, buddy. Weren't immunized. Because vaccines don't even immunize you. Right?
Yeah.
But you can still get it. So you're not immune to it.
But it's building your immune system.
Ah, but you're not immune. I got it, guys.
Cut that.
Listen, I take my but that's more
Josh.
Of like a gut health thing.
I guess I don't understand what your question is.
I think the lay of immune means cannot get. If I'm immune to something, that means I cannot get it.
But that's not how, it's not really how you're immune. All right, let's
but
move
then
on.
You're just, you know, you're resistant to it then, you know?
Let's just move on.
Guys,
because I'm going to get heated.
We got plenty of mail. We have too much mail, but keep sending it because Erica, again,
please.
You can't stop thinking about the mail. Look at her. That's the face of a lady who needs
mail.
Listen,
it's almost Christmas time, and all I want to do is open all of these boxes.
It is the first week of November.
Yeah.
It is not almost Christmas time.
I do have to stop Erica. I catch her trying to leave the house in the middle of the night trying to go open boxes. She's just fiending for them.
Oh, don't.
Yeah,
don't be lying
I go,
to him.
Babe, what are you doing? I hope you're washing your hands after you peed.
Oh my god.
So, first off, I'm going to read a little letter that we got.
Aww.
So it came in this really cute envelope with cat stickers on the back of it.
Hell yeah.
And it says the Judgies from Manchester, New Hampshire.
Oh, wow. I was like, wow, that came a long way.
Still pretty far away on the East Coast. This is from Antonia.
Antonia.
Hey, Judgies.
Hi.
I'm so excited y'all got a P.O. box. I started listening to the podcast for 3 weeks now, and I have listened to every episode 3 times. 10 wow. out of 10, excellent podcast.
Hell yeah.
5 stars. It's like a review in it, although most reviews go on Apple Podcasts. Link in the description. Josh is absolutely hilarious. He has the best puns. Mm-hmm. Erica is my favorite person, and Christian is also there. You guys
sounds appropriate.
Always make my day a little bit better. Love ya. With nice little horsey stationery.
Are those horses or unicorns?
They're rocking horses.
Oh, okay.
And then we also got a sticker pad.
Okay. Yes.
And it says, you all deserve a sticker.
Hell yeah.
And then because I guess they felt bad, JK, we love Christian. He's pretty.
Thank you. Everybody's shitting on my man.
I'm glad they spelt it out for me.
Yeah, it's a mnemonic.
Phonetic.
Phonetic. Thank you. Eric, you want to open up another package?
I'm using Hooked on Phonics right now, boys.
Erica?
Yes.
Package?
Yes, Joshua.
Open it. So that was a little letter. If you guys want to leave a review, though, you can do that at Apple Podcasts. We read them all. We might not read them all on the podcast, but we read them all.
All right. So in this package, there was a letter. Very nice handwriting. Written on graph paper.
I'm going to say, very good choice of paper. My paper of choice as well.
Really?
Yes. It says, hello. I have no responsible justification for this package other than the fact that I had a dream and a pair of hands. Hope you enjoy. P.S. I made Aurora an official TM girlfriend of the pod hat as well because of this. Oh, man, I just spoiled it for us. It's a hat.
That's awesome.
Because of the same justification, see above. Love, Sierra. P.S. You guys can use my name. Oh, good, because I did. you guys can use my name. And if you have any inquiries, you can reach out to me at her Instagram. Cool. Look at all of this.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, there's more. Oh, is this an eyeball?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Aurora will lose her shit over that. Is that like a, yeah, like a winter cap with an eyeball
on
top?
Yeah. Oh, it's lip by lip.
Oh, my goodness. Christian, get the other lip. What are you doing? There's more important things to do. Lip, eye, lip hats. That's insane. And then is that just a, what's the white thing?
That's Aurora's hat.
Oh, we have lip by lip, and that's a, oh.
What is GOTP?
Girlfriend of the Pod.
Oh, duh. I'm so dumb.
That's amazing. Thank
this
you
is
so
much.
Fun.
Thank you. These lips. Very kissable.
Our lips can touch. In our cheeks.
Can brush. I can't put it on over my headphones.
There we go.
Dude, that shit's that's hot.
It's kind of busting. I feel like I look like the big elf in the Santa Claus. The dude who's just like a teenager when all the other ones are like 12 years old.
Yeah.
There he wears like that red beret.
Yeah, the Santa Claus.
Can I give a hot take?
Yeah.
Elf is overrated.
Elf?
Yes.
Elf.
Elf.
E-L-F.
Oh, we're just starting.
Elf.
The Will Ferrell flick.
Yes, correct.
The Zooey Deschanel bop.
Yeah.
The other people in that movie film.
Uh-huh. Peter Dinklage.
Oh, yeah. What's your justification?
Everybody just loves that movie and it's just okay.
God, Erica. I don't know why you're trying to tank this podcast. Every episode, you're just throwing someone under the bus,
get us
in trouble.
At 1,000 iTunes reviews, Erica will be watching Bo Burnham's latest special. And so get us to 1,000 reviews.
I did not agree to this.
How far away are we?
I think we're at like 700.
Oh my God.
So it's a nice little stretch goal. We'll also be releasing foot pictures, but not of the person you want them to be.
Oh,
it's the
surprise,
big elf
surprise.
From Santa Claus.
We had to pay him a lot of money.
Did you say Santa Claus first?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, you didn't even bring up the movie Elf?
That's why I was confused.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's fair.
But guys, we don't just talk about overrated Christmas movies on this podcast. We also podcast on this podcast. And that entails us reading stories online, laughing at people and judging them. And most of the times, I do that.
Not most of the time. 1/3 of the time.
Round up to the nearest one.
What? He does it 34% of the time when we only do it 33% of the time.
Listen, I have an oops all deleted episode. All of these posts no longer findable, except for this first one, kind of, on a technicality.
Is that on backup Reddit, like, page?
No, this is on r/niceguys. It's a screenshot of a Today I Fucked Up post, but the Today I Fucked Up post is deleted, so I'm getting off scot-free on this one. Today I Fucked Up, of course, should I describe what Nice Guys is?
Sure.
Is that a new subreddit?
I don't know. I was looking at you for you to be like, I've done that, or I haven't, but let's give it like a Christian, cut this out if it's not here. Replace it with like a wah, 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 wah if we have. Okay. Okay. So,
whoop.
Okay.
I like how we all have like a little question mark at the end of that whoop.
So nice guys are guys who think they're nice, but they are not.
Mm-hmm.
They're assholes. Mm-hmm. They're normally incels in a way, mm-hmm. involuntarily celibate.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Joshua, for the explanation.
Today I fucked up by offering my crush a ride while she was exercising.
Well, okay.
Okay, my brain immediately thought of like, she's at the gym.
Mm-hmm.
But most likely she's out like for a jog, right?
Okay, Christian.
I think they're at the gym, but the whole thing is you don't bother somebody at the gym.
Okay, and I think that he asked for a mustache ride.
Oh, like asked her for a mustache? Like,
that's what I think.
Wants to give a mustache ride or wants to get
one? She doesn't wax her upper lip.
Which set of lips are we talking about?
Really, Erica, if you mustache, then you don't know.
Boo.
I was driving from work today, and I've been flirting with this girl for a long time, and it's been pretty mutual.
Okay. She's acknowledged my existence. I think things are going pretty great.
I like pretty mutual. Like, yeah, it's consensual most of the time. Come on.
Hmm.
I've spoken to her a few times at work, and we seem to be getting on well. I don't know why, but she apparently told one of her colleagues that she thinks I'm pretty cool. Well, looks like she may think differently now.
Just... She says I'm pretty cool from the couple interactions we've had.
When really it's probably like, yeah, he's pretty cool, I guess.
The low self-esteem already of like, I don't know why, but she's telling people that she likes being around me.
She said she didn't tell me to fuck off and that I'm a fucking creep, so I think she's into me.
On the way home, by chance, I saw her jogging in my direction, and I saw her like last minute, and she waved. Erica, you called it.
I just had to give a little wave.
You fucking called
it. You called it.
Oh, she's on a jog.
Yeah, you're right.
My window was down. I made eye contact, panicked, and I just asked her if she wanted a ride. I instantly realized what an idiot I was. She laughed and carried on jogging. She texted me later, and as a joke said that she's taking her dog for a walk later and could do with a ride. She told her friends about it, and they said it was cute. I told my friends about it, and they were all in absolute hysterics, saying that I've blown all my chances with her. I even told my mom, and she laughed, which must have been a real foo. A real foo.
A fuck-up?
A real fuck-up, as she has absolutely no sense of humor whatsoever.
That's it?
There's an update. Discuss.
Isn't that text like kind of like a flirt? Like
she was literally saying, hey, come walk my dog with me. Come mm-hmm. get to know me better.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody else read the situation wrong, or is he his changing friend, the story to make it seem
so?
Like
no,
it?
her friends were saying like, "Oh, that was cute of him to like." You were joking, and his friends are like, "You idiot! You fucking missed your cue!" Like she was clearly joking with you.
Okay.
So now that doesn't make sense. That's on r/niceguys, right?
Okay,
you're right.
Until
everything's going smoothly so
yeah,
far.
Yeah, this is a typical today. I fucked up.
Update. Yeah, because the fuck up is like.
I'm an idiot.
Yep. I missed the cue. Update. I saw her talking to a colleague today. He's a fucking asshole and she knows I don't like him. She was all flirty around him and that. He's slept around the office and girls hang off of him for some reason. I saw she was drawn in, so I've emailed her saying I hope she has a good time with him and not even to dream of messaging me back when he breaks her heart.
Oh my God.
I blocked her now. She had her chance with someone who'd treat her well, and she will come crawling back, but I wouldn't go near her after him.
Okay.
I love the pivot.
Now do we know why the post was deleted?
Yes.
Wow.
Got it. Why do some men have to be like that?
We're fragile.
This dude is going to go home and talk about how women are trash, but then like not be able to self-reflect and be like, oh, I actually was doing well, and then I completely self-sabotaged by being an insecure little small person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Insane. Do better, guy. Cool. Good story.
Yeah, no, wrap it up.
Next.
I do love the idea of him just being like, immediately like, I don't know why she was talking to me. I'm not as cool and hot as Jason at the office.
He's fucked everybody, and they still talk to him.
Even I fucked him. He's gotten all the way around the office. And I wouldn't go near her because then we would, it'd be weird because it's like we've both had sex with the same person and like that's a little bit weird to me, you know?
Yeah.
No, then you're Eskimo brothers?
Yeah, you can't have sex with an Eskimo brother. Maybe a step Eskimo brother.
Is that what that is? Isn't that that term? Where
Eskimo
you like...
brothers where you've had sex with the same person.
Got it.
And then there's Bajingo sisters if you watch Scrubs. That's when women have had sex with the same person.
Mm. Okay.
But
so would they be, if it's a man and a woman that have had the same sexual partner, are they just like Bajingo brothers or Eskimo sisters?
I don't think we can say the word Eskimo, I just realized.
I was thinking that too.
Yeah. Well, here's a lot of editing for Christian, guys.
You can just cut out that whole conversation.
But yeah, it's like you don't want, that's like having like a stepbro, you know what I mean? Like you can't like.
Oh no.
Yeah.
What are you doing, stepbro?
So that's why he was probably like throwing her off. Like I wouldn't even go near her after she's been with him.
Gross.
You know what's a bummer is Jason was trying to put in a good word for him. He's like, yo, Scott, I heard he fucking throws down and he'll give you a ride if you ever want it.
What kind of car do you think he pulled up with?
Honda Accord.
That's a like, normal car. Yeah.
Like a 2004. Yeah.
But still somehow like 30,000 miles on it.
Yeah. He only goes to and from work and it's only like 2 miles there and back.
2 miles as the crow flies or as the Honda drives?
I don't know what that means. I've never heard that phrase before.
Did you know that?
You don't know the phrase as the crow flies?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh.
Did you know that a group of crows is called an accord?
No, it is not. It's called a murder.
As the crow flies, Erica, that's insane to me. That's just blowing my mind right now. As the crow flies is just A to B, but then, you know, roads do this sometimes, so it might be a longer drive.
Interesting.
As the crow flies over a mountain is very short compared to what you would actually have to drive.
And as the clothes dry is even shorter distance, but it's still a pretty straight line.
Yeah, and McDonald's closed fries is like when they just shut down and they throw away all their empty, all their excess potatoes into the dumpster.
That's sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the capitalist hellscape we live in, though.
Listen, guys, from one deleted story to another, this time no technicality. This one's actually removed off of Reddit. I am the only person who has this source material.
Mm. It's me. I hold all the power here.
You guys know it. You guys love it. I love it. Relationship advice.
Classic.
Listen, when curating these stories, I realize something about me. And it's something I've realized about myself for the past 72 divided by 3. 74 divided by 3. I have a theme. I like certain types of stories. And it's dudes being dummies. So here we go. Girlfriend, 22 female, told me, 27 male, I'm kind of ugly and have nothing to offer. Not sure how to respond.
But like in a nice way.
That is so rude.
I just don't know how to respond. I need some advice.
I need to like not have reactions until I hear the whole story because titles always get me, guys.
Erica, you're right to have that reaction.
Oh, yeah?
Spoiler alert.
Okay. So he is ugly?
Have you... He's really got nothing going for him.
I'm okay with you being mean to your partner as long as it's truthful. As long as his face is actually busted. We were FaceTiming. She looks at me and is like, you're kind of ugly, but for some reason I still find you sexy. It's weird.
You're that like Pete Davidson ugly, you know? Like, I still want to fuck you.
I got irritated and told her that plenty of women find me attractive.
My mom says I'm hot. My mom says I'm cute and hot sometimes.
Even Pete Davidson's fucking Kim Kardashian. At which point she's like, no girl would want you if they really knew you. You don't even have a car. You have man boobs. You can't take them out. The only reason I put up with you is because you have that good dick and
Hold
I see
on.
Potential in you.
She said you can't take them out, meaning his tits? His man boobs?
No, like he can't afford to give him dinner. You can't take them out. Huh. Like you can't take the girls out.
Got it.
Or, yeah, maybe.
Maybe. He can't afford to let those titties
Maybe
swing.
He's in legal trouble and they're like,
no titties for you.
You're on house arrest, but only for your boobs.
Keep those babies covered up.
They have anklets on both of them. Instead of nipple rings, he just has little red flashing dots. Is it cold in here? Or do you just have house arrest? I don't know, guys. House abreast. There it is. Thank you.
I was trying to think of something about Rudolph. blinking red.
You're just stuck on Christmas.
It's November, Josh. It's the Christmas season.
Guys, hot take. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, worst reindeer.
Absolutely worst.
Give me Don or give me Blitzen.
He had one fluke run and everybody's saying that he's the best reindeer. Give me a fucking break.
Everybody loves an underdog story.
That's why I like Max from The Grinch better. So she said, the only reason why I put up with you is because you have good dick and I see potential in you. So
drop her. Dick fuck
two
that.
Dick two bomb, yeah.
Dick two bomb. That's the gist of what she said. I feel like she's super disrespectful and kind of abusive.
Yes.
No, that seems like totally cool and normal to talk to your your partner this way.
That's really bad, and like, he needs to not see her anymore.
Who says that kind of stuff to their partner?
Don't give that dick. Don't give him. Don't give her that dick. That bomb dick. Goddamn.
Mm-hmm.
Cut all that. Mm-hmm. Don't give her any more of that bomb ass dick.
Yeah. Give that bomb ass dick to someone who deserves it.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah. That makes sense. What if her pussy bombed? You know what I mean?
No pussy is bomb enough to deal with that shit. Fuck that. If plenty of women find him attractive, then he should have no problem.
Here's the weird thing. He kind of has a kink where he likes getting degraded like that.
There's a difference. Because this was just over FaceTime, right?
Yeah.
Ah.
Pretty rude to not do it in person, too, right?
Well, yes, but also, like, it's one. And I mean, I guess I don't know everybody's kink, but, like, when you have, like, a degradation kink, it's like, you naughty, dirty piece of shit.
No, there's definitely people who just will pay cam people to, like, insult them over the web. I don't. Hey.
I would just cry.
Babe, can you please just tell me, like, when I open my wallet, I get a puff of. And a moth flies out. Like, can you tell me that?
It would you make cheap feel so bastard.
Then she starts texting me, asking me if we're still together. I asked her why she'd want to be with me if I'm such a loser. Her response was, I want you to prove me wrong.
Fuck this girl.
Honestly?
But wait, don't fuck her. She sucks.
Dump this girl.
Dump this girl. Thank you. That's what I meant.
Honestly? I feel disrespected.
Yeah.
I take her out to eat all the time. That's all we really do, because when I say we should go do something else, she says I'm wasting my money, and she never really seems interested. Then she turns around and says I never take her out. I don't have a car right now, and I am overweight. I don't really care, though. I get plenty of attention from women. I don't know.
That sucks.
Wow.
I love her. Like, I feel like a lot of guys get stuck in this. This is why it breeds, like, toxic relationships and like toxic masculinity, where I feel like guys get stuck in that like rom-com or like novel picture of like what a relationship should be, okay, where like the guy just has to try harder and then he'll win the girl. And I feel like this is the female or like the girl version of it, where she's like, I want you to prove me wrong. I'm the main character of this book. Prove me wrong. I'm telling you your flaws. Now do better for me.
Yeah,
I feel like that's
gross.
That's like that version of it.
I feel like it's one thing to like express, you know, your like if you don't like something that somebody's doing,
yeah,
it's okay for you to be like, hey, I don't like that thing that you're doing. Please don't do that. But that's not what this is. She is just like,
you're ugly.
Yeah,
you smell bad. You got bigger titties than me. No car. That's off. Oh, I dropped my carrot. That's just fucking rude. Who raised this woman? Where? Who are you? Who's your mother? She sucks, too.
I actually have it linked in the at the bottom of the post.
Actually, yep. I hope your mom is a nice lady. And I hope she just really, you know, maybe she was high while she was raising you. I don't know.
Jesus.
There's a chance.
Maybe.
There's a chance.
All right, guys. Well, how about we get on the other side of the break, where I have more Aurora-isms.
Ooh.
I love those.
Be back in a second. Bye.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by the Weather Channel. It's suggested that brands avoid using sound effects in podcast ads. And remember to speak in a chill tone. Well, here's a suggestion for everyday life. Tap into the Weather Channel app. It's loaded with insights that help you manage your allergies, breathe easy, and
use your outside voice.
What in the weather are you waiting for? Be a force of nature with the Weather Channel app.
This episode is brought to you by Beyond Natural Pet Food. Beyond Pet Food helps me care for what matters, my pets and my world. They help me nourish my pets with high-quality natural ingredients, like wild-caught salmon and organic free-range chicken. Beyond also has responsible sourcing practices and a long-term partnership with the Nature Conservancy. Beyond Pet Food, your pet, your world. Learn more at beyondpetfood.com.
The NBA playoffs are back. And on FanDuel, new customers can bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Back in the day, news like this, your crew would have been writing each other letters.
Dearest Benjamin, wonderful news from the East. The spread has been covered.
Or maybe you'd use your phone to actually call someone.
Man, you see that dunk? Man, I saw that dunk.
But these days, it's all about the group chat.
I love that high-fiving kitten emoji.
No matter how you tell them, let your crew know that all new FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Ooh, Morse code. Classic. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
And welcome back. Of course, girlfriend of the pod not here. Here in spirit.
She's doing homework downstairs.
So, if you guys don't know, Aurora-isms. These are things that Aurora says to me or around me or about me. And they're just fucking hilarious. There's with context, they're hilarious. Devoid of context, even fucking funnier. Do you guys want context for your post this one? I can't tell which one's funnier.
Let's do post.
Okay, so this is the Aurora-ism in its entirety. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
It's-a-me, a Jackson Galaxy.
What?
Who's Jackson Galaxy? There's no there can't be any context to this. There is no one named Jackson Galaxy.
So this came off of me saying that Chris Pratt is playing Mario, and she thought Star-Lord's name was Jackson Galaxy. So she looked me in my eyeballs and said, It's-a-me, Jackson Galaxy. So that's pretty good. Now, of course, he's playing Garfield, too.
Yeah, so he also hates Monday.
Chris Pratt kind of sucks.
And did you see his Instagram post about his wife today? Or his girlfriend?
It's daughter? His
wife.
Whatever.
They're married.
No, it was super cool and it was super, like...
It was very nice of him to say that to her, but it was really shitty. Really shitty of him to say that, like, and just not even mention his other child with his other wife.
Well,
ex-wife.
I don't even know. There's a part in there where it was like, let me pull it up. He was just like, and if I don't get you anything, count this as your present. Like, he was kind of like tongue-in-cheek being like, I'm not gonna get you anything. So like, ugh.
Yeah,
let me pull it up real quick.
And like, she takes care of me, so I don't have to take care of her. Like, what? Fucking stupid. Chris Pratt kind of sucks.
Isn't it unfortunate?
Yeah. I really liked him in Parks and Rec. The bloopers reels for Parks and Rec. Oh, fucking.
Let's go back to fat Chris Pratt before religion, guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's been roasted for it online.
You little goofball.
You know, I used to be a Chris Pratt fan until Perry tweeted about it and was like, nah, he's the worst Chris. And then she listed reasons why he sucks. And I was like, you know what? You're fucking right. You're right, dude.
All right. So the post, guys, for real, look how she's looking at me. I mean, find you somebody that looks at you like that, you know?
I mean, yeah.
We met in church. She's given me an amazing life, a gorgeous, healthy daughter. She chews so loudly that sometimes I put my earbuds in to drown it out. But that's love.
Is it?
I want to bash your fucking skull in, but I ignore it. I love her so much.
She helps me with everything. In return, periodically, I open a jar of pickles. That's the trade. You do everything, I open up the pickles. You don't even like pickles, I'm opening up for me, but that's okay because you do everything else.
Her dad is literally like the strongest man in the world. Like, If she can't open a jar of pickles, she can just go to daddy.
Who's her dad?
Schwarzenegger.
What?
Arnold.
How did I not know this?
Huh?
Just fucking with you. What do you mean? You didn't know that?
No, I did not know that.
She is very beautiful.
Her heart is pure and it belongs to me. My greatest treasure right next to my Ken Griffey Jr. Upper Deck rookie card, which, if you know is saying a lot. Being compared to a piece of cardboard is pretty nice.
But, like, it's an Upper Decker.
And it's his rookie.
Don't ever compare me to a material possession.
Erica, you mean more to me than my first edition reverse holo Charizard, bro. Safari pack.
They were in reverse holos and safari packs.
Fuck.
Fucking idiot. It's her birthday in about 6 weeks. So if I don't get her anything, I'll tell her to look back on this post. Love you, honey.
What a douche.
What a fucking tool. Well, that's a Jackson Galaxy.
No, here's the problem. The whole
I like that little tangent we just had. Sorry, go ahead.
The reason she might not get a gift in 6 weeks is because of supply chain issues across the world, all right? He ordered it. Supply chains. It's stuck at port.
Let's not give him an excuse.
Thanks, Joe Biden. All right, next Aurora-ism. You ready?
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
This is on the same tangent. Why the fuck do people say Italian and are serious about it? It's not idly.
She's not wrong.
And I don't know if that's a Midwest thing, but I think I hear it most in reference to the salad dressing. Like my dad says Italian dressing.
I think my dad might say Italian.
But they don't say Italian dressing. Anyway.
Maybe it's just dads that say it.
Maybe it is just dads. All right, last one here. Oh, God. This is an insane one. This is the most unhinged. We were dying laughing, and I just pulled up my phone. She's like, what are you doing? She saw me open up the notes app, and she begged me not to read it, but here I am.
I'm sorry. I got to go back 1 second. Do you think Chris Pratt says Italian? And like,
yeah, for yeah. sure.
Italians are normal now. That's why I'm going to use my normal voice for Mario.
My name's Chris Pratt, and I'm playing the Italian character Mario. Yeah. Okay? Let's a go.
Let's hope that's not accurate.
Odie, what are you doing? You know I fucking hate Mondays. Come on. Give me some lasagna, John. Some lasagna.
Boo.
Listen, I made it better than he ever will. Nobody can ever replace Bill Murray as Garfield in my heart.
True.
Petition to make Josh Highsmith the next Garfield.
Hey.
He does hate Mondays.
I do hate Mondays. Will you be my Numel?
The fuck is that?
Oh, you fake fan.
I think it's the other cat.
I never once claimed to be a fan of Garfield.
Fake fan. Oh, you must love Mondays too. Oh. Gross.
All right. Last Aurora-ism. Oh my God. What would it be like if pussies could be growers and not showers? Of course, penises can be growers and showers. And she just wondered, what if vaginas could also?
Okay. Let's unpack this.
Yeah, I mean, you're never going to figure it out.
So, like, does this mean...
Words.
Uh-huh. So, like, the opening is a grower?
So, listen, I confronted her, as I do. You know I do.
Her?
I oft confront her about these things.
Yes.
I said, well, it does grow. When women get aroused,
uh-huh.
It'll dilate.
More or less. Your blood vessels are dilating. That's what's causing erections and whatnot.
So she said, yeah, but you can't see it.
Yeah.
So the issue is the labia.
Yeah.
Okay.
It might be a minora issue. It might be a majora issue, but it's there.
I think it's kind of like what's happening in my head is they get aroused and then it kind of just acts like that inflatable slide that comes out of airplanes when they... crash at land at sea.
Oh no!
That's kind of what goes on.
Damn girl, your pussy like the clown in a mini putt.
Disgusting.
I because you know the idea is like a man can take his pants off and then a woman be like, oh my god, she got some dick. But then when he gets aroused, she's like, oh, this is great. So the premise of like a girl like getting naked, or somebody has a vagina getting naked, and then like the person who's about to have sex with them be like, oh no, that's a small vagina. And then she gets aroused and it's somehow larger in some way, and just like, oh yeah, buddy.
I don't like it.
All right.
She's got that airplane escape slide.
No.
All right.
The bummer has to be in the thumbnail.
No.
Give me the carrot back.
You expended your ammunition. And of course, accompanying every Aurora-ism, we of course need Josh's jokes that don't land at work. Unfortunately, guys, all of my jokes have been landing at work.
Really?
So I only have one to report.
All of them?
Yeah.
Let me text your coworker right now and see if that's true.
She has tried to dub a new segment on the show called Jokes That Did Land. And I say, no, I'm not that egotistical.
We.
It's because she has a bad sense of humor and the ones that she thinks land are not good. All right. Jokes that didn't land at work.
So
you know, like, the difference between like putting a shirt on inside out versus outside in? It's the same thing, right?
No.
Because either way, it's inside out or the outside is in. They both mean the same thing.
Okay.
So I said, no. Inside Out is a Pixar movie. Outside In is where someone does heroin. Because outside of an inn, you know, like hotel, motel, holiday, otherwise. Okay, so this is jokes that didn't land on the podcast, guys. This one's just for you.
I mean, we could just re-record every single thing you've ever said on the pod, and then that's the whole segment.
Okay, well,
that was really mean.
We're going to get into one last Reddit story. Of course, this one also.
Was it? Was that too mean?
No.
Josh is literally holding back tears.
Look at his eyes.
Glassy.
I thought that was like our bit where I make fun of your bad jokes.
Well, hang on. The bit isn't that they're bad jokes. The bit is that you're making fun of my good jokes.
Mm. Agree to disagree, I guess.
Am
I being too mean, Christian?
No, you're not being too mean.
Okay.
Listen, guys, we're back into the Reddit stories.
Okay.
Is this one deleted too?
This one's also deleted. It was on r/relationship advice. Maybe call me a simple man. Titles get me.
Mm,
okay.
Yeah. Same. I literally said that like the first one. I was like, man, these titles really get me.
Dad asked girlfriend for explicit pics and subbed to our not safe for work content.
Huh?
Dad asked dad's girlfriend or dad asked writer's girlfriend.
Writer's girlfriend. He asked for a writer. Me, male 23. Dad, male 48. Girlfriend, girl 25.
Sorry, I'm trying to keep track of all this math and it's really hard.
The dad is 25 years older than both of them.
Thank you.
To start off, my dad and I have had a rocky relationship the last few months. We got into a massive fight when I asked him to move out. He reacted poorly and vandalized mine and my girlfriend's property, which is not the first time he's reacted this way.
Cool, Dad.
A lot of exposition that we're throwing out the window. Like, we don't need to talk about how my dad was living with me and I needed to kick him out. This fight almost ended our relationship, but I was willing to work through it on the fact of he is pretty much my only local family member. He tonight, however, crossed a huge boundary that made me feel morbidly uncomfortable. He asked my girlfriend for pics. The message...
Are pics in quotes?
Yes.
Okay.
The message he sent goes as follows. Damn, was trying to see more and subscribe, but like always kicked me out of the system. Cash App for pictures. I know I'm a pervert, but damn, you're fine. I'm sorry. Just have to ask between me and you.
The system's kicking him out. The system's just like, this can't happen, buddy. The damn system. It keeps kicking me out.
Horny police keep fucking... Thanks fucking Freedom Act. They got FBI horny police on everybody's phones.
I'm trying to give my son's daughter money to see naked pictures, but it keeps kicking me out. So I guess I can't pay. I guess you just gotta send them for free. My bad.
I tried to pay.
It's the system.
I'll kick you some change this weekend. I looked at the platform he was trying to subscribe to and found that he had successfully subscribed, which he got blocked from immediately.
Who blocked him? She did?
Yeah.
Okay.
This platform does not only include not safe for work pics and videos of my girlfriend, but me as well. My current thoughts are that this is too far and the nail in the coffin, and I no longer want him in my life.
Yeah.
But I need advice on how to proceed with the conversation, because it is severely uncomfortable, and I have fear he will react poorly and destroy more of my property or take it further to harm my girlfriend or I. Please, any advice helps.
Don't let him at your house or apartment so he can destroy your property.
Yeah.
How does he just stumble across that content? He had to have, like, find, yeah. And, like, specifically, especially knowing that it's your son, like, that's just so wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And classic boomer, like, doesn't understand that he got banned from it. Like,
yeah.
I guess he's not a boomer, Gen Xer, but doesn't understand that the content creator was like, no, stepdad, don't fucking view me naked, please.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that at all. Ugh, I don't even know. Like, my suggestion would be to, like, get him while he's, like, at work or whatever and get all his shit together, box that up, get it out.
I thought they already kicked him out, didn't they?
Yes, he's already kicked out.
Okay.
He's moved out and now he's missing the goods. He's not getting to see the show in the morning.
I thought that they tried to kick him out and then he was breaking shit, so he didn't leave.
From what I understand, he broke shit as he was leaving.
Okay. Well, then forget everything I already
said. Yeah, you're golden.
Just don't let him back over.
Just literally block him on everything. Block his number, block his social medias, block his email.
Erica, I think you're good intentioned, but you got the wrong idea here. Here's what you do. You let him subscribe to the OnlyFans, I assume. And then send him explicitly DMs of you staring into the camera jerking off. That'll make him not want to subscribe.
No, I don't like that either.
It might work.
No.
Hey, sometimes you got to play dirty to get results.
You got to be a little more direct with horny stepdads. You
I
know
don't
what
like
I mean?
It. This is awful.
Yeah, I would agree.
It gets results, though, is the weird part.
Oh, like there's an update?
Oh.
Oh.
I don't have no, enough. I'm just saying from personal experience. Tucky Chrissy was getting a little wild. Christian and I had a few joint acts on there.
Yeah, and so I had to stare at people into the camera and tuck in my shirt to let them kind of know, like, this isn't cool.
You guys can't do stuff like that without telling me.
You were on that trip or whatever. We posted a lot of Tucky Chrissy content while you're on that trip.
Rude.
Maybe if you're a subscriber, you would have saw it. I guess you don't support my endeavors.
Speaking of support, guys, we have a listener submission we're about to read.
Hell yeah.
Woo-woo. So, of course, that means we have a listener submitted sound, which will transition us into the listener submission sent into us by a listener. Of course, submitted by a submitter who also listens to the show. And they listened and submitted, and somebody also listened and submitted this sound.
Listeners submitted stories.
Is that South African accent?
It is a African piano, and she lives in South Africa.
Wow. Oh, Elon
did
Musk is
really,
my dad.
Did you really pick that up?
Yeah.
Let me play it again.
Elon Musk is the best person in the world. So I kind of know what a South African accent sounds like. Yeah, you can hear because of the...
Listeners submitted stories.
Yeah.
I almost thought it sounded Australian.
Well, they do sound very similar.
I would have never guessed South African.
Thanks for the sound bite.
Yes.
I loved it.
Now, this one comes from a very special listener. Fred Gomez is pretty close to a day one.
He's about as day one as it goes.
Does he want us to use his name?
Fred, day one. Freddy G. Greddy Free. So, they sent in a story finally. So, good for you. Here it is. Let's get some names. We need an entitled mom's name.
Sharon.
Okay, that's a good one.
Entitled dad's name.
Fred.
No, because our listener submitted.
Oh yeah. Whoopsie.
I'm gonna go with Kirk.
You incepted
Kirk.
Yeah.
Okay. Waiter.
Sharon and Kirk.
Waiter name.
A waiter name? What's a good waiter name? Like
Thor. True story, we had a waiter named Thor.
The hottest waiter I've ever seen in my life. Hot,
yeah. And if you had a second waiter.
We got to hold up. Why do we both remember that? It's the only waiter's name I remember. Is that very, very handsome man, Thor.
Yeah.
Second
he was memorable.
Waiter.
Thor from Florida?
Or was it Floor from Florida?
Boo.
Let's go Angela.
Okay.
Angie, for short. But, like, her name tag says Angela.
Hi, I'm Angela. I'm going to be your server today, but y'all can call me Angie. Last week, I took my mom out to eat at a restaurant.
Sharon?
No.
Oh, okay.
How dare you imply that Fred's mom was the entitled mom?
You said mom, and then I just assumed. I'm so sorry. Fred, whatever your mom's name is, give her my love.
Last week, I took my mom out to eat at a restaurant of her choice. We were eating out food when a family of six people sat down to eat at the table next to ours. They look like a normal family. By that, I mean no Karen haircuts or anything that portrayed entitlement.
A Sharon haircut instead.
That's when, like, you get a plate of Karen for the table. Why is that the good one? I'll never understand your sense of humor, Erica.
That was a good one, Josh. Come on.
Yeah,
thank you.
Right?
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
By the time they started ordering, me and my mom received our food and started eating. When all of a sudden I hear, Sharon... You know the drill. I know I was doing wrong by eavesdropping in a conversation that I was not involved in.
You're doing the right thing.
That's exactly what you want to do.
If they're in public, you listen. But what she said had caught my attention. Well, later I saw the waiter, Thor, serve the family their food. And as soon as Thor turned around, I saw the dad pulling at his hair and managed to pluck a couple of strands of hair and place it in his wife's food. I just hear the mom yell, "Waiter!" Almost blew my ear out with her yell. The waiter came back to the table and asked, "Yes, ma'am, is there something I can help you with?" "What the hell is this?" pointing at the hair in the food. "I'm so sorry, ma'am. I'll ask the cook to make you a new plate of food." "It better be discounted from my bill. This is disgusting." "Yes, ma'am. I'll talk to my manager to see if we can take that plate off your bill." This is where I might be the asshole. After I paid the bill, I called Thor over. Different waiter, sorry. I called Angie over.
Okay.
Okay. "Excuse me, sir?" That's fine.
We never assumed it to Angie's gender.
Or their pronouns. "Excuse me, sir?" Angie says, "Yes, can I help you?" "Hey, can you tell your manager to look at the cameras and... point at that table. I'm pretty sure I saw the dad place those hairs in the food." Angie says, "Oh, okay, I'll tell him." The entitled dad.
Kirk.
Thank you. "Hey, asshole, mind your own damn business." And then Fred says, "Whatever, man, we're leaving." Went back a couple days later to eat again and asked if anything happened after I left. Apparently the parents got super mad and had to pay for everything, including the second plate that was made. Am I the asshole?
No.
Absolutely not.
It's brilliant, Fred.
Also, don't feel bad for
eavesdropping. They sucked.
Even if they don't suck. Just it's like a little treat for your ears.
Yes. And when you do eavesdrop and you hear something juicy, send it in. Send it to us. We want to know.
That's why you gotta eavesdrop. Sometimes you get good juicy things like this.
Mm-hmm.
Don't sometimes like the waiters get in trouble for that, where they have to like pay for the plate and shit like that?
Mm-hmm. Really?
It depends on where you go and you know what kind of management.
And so like if that's the case, fucking good on you, Fred, because fuck them for trying to fuck over that server. But I would say fuck that dad for trying to like get mad at you.
Yeah.
How loud were you saying it that he was able to?
But what if he like couldn't afford the meal?
Then he shouldn't have been out eating.
Mm. But, like, he needs food.
Yeah. But you can also make a whole week's worth of groceries for, I'm sure, the price of the meal that they were going to make order for six people.
I forgot it was six people. They're all kids.
They're all kids.
And?
It was four kids, and then there was four other kids stacked on top of each other, acting like the parents.
It said six people, but it was eight kids, two in trench coats.
I feel like this is even worse that there's kids involved, because now what kind of example is that setting for those kids?
Mm-hmm.
Also, on a side note, you can't catch disease from hair. So
it's just kind of nasty.
It's gross.
Still icky, yeah.
But you're not going to get sick from it, just so you know.
Interesting. There's no disease from hair, huh? What if like the hair has like a little bit of the scalp on it? Is there like scalpel diseases?
No.
Like if you had like bacteria on your scalp?
No, I don't think so.
Hmm.
I mean, I could be wrong, but probably not.
Yeah, I don't think you're ever wrong.
I know.
I've never heard you be wrong once.
That's the correct answer, honey.
And if I don't get you a present for Christmas, listen back to this episode.
That's fair, yeah.
Very good callback, Christian.
That's fair.
Christian, you do share half your name with Chris Pratt. What's up with that? Let's talk about it.
Yeah, it's pretty unfortunate. At one point, I thought it was cool. Like back in like, I don't know, 2014, I was like, that's pretty cool. It's very quickly spiraled and not being so cool.
Guys, thanks for listening. We're having fun here. Do you guys have fun on this podcast still? Is it getting old yet?
To me?
No.
Are you asking us?
Yeah, I'm listening, you guys.
Oh, I mean, I have fun.
I mean,
feel like this is the only time we get to hang out with you anymore, Joshua.
Yeah, I don't like mixing like friendships and business, like my professional and personal life.
Yeah, I've noticed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, cool.
Yeah. Well, Erica, you really get the short end of the stick because Christian and I just hang out three times a week without you.
I know.
So
he still makes me pay him though.
Yeah. Yeah, I invoice him every week with like, yeah, so I call it's like personal training.
Yeah.
I sort of like make him do things that he wouldn't want to do in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Weights wise.
Right.
Yeah.
Definitely not anything, you know.
Christian, well, did we ever talk about how we're in the 1,000-pound club?
What does that mean?
That means our combined body weight is 1,000 pounds.
Yeah. We're dense boys.
We're dense men. We both weigh over 550.
I'm legally changing my name to Tungsten.
Tungsten isn't a terrible name. It's pretty
metal.
Yes,
it is.
It's pretty metal. It's
oh
like,
my God.
That's heavy as fuck.
I wouldn't say it's a heavy metal. I'd say it's like a soft metal, but Tungsten.
Wait, no. Tungsten's like the hardest metal, isn't it?
No, Tungsten.
Very dense.
I'm pretty sure you can't get tungsten like wedding. Well, you can, but you're not supposed to because if something happens to your finger and they have to cut off your ring, they can't cut it off.
Oh.
They have to cut off your finger.
Interesting.
That tungsten carbide rings.
Well, carbide isn't tungsten.
Well, you have tungsten carbide.
Anyways.
Tungsten is a very badass name.
No,
change your name to tungsten.
Okay.
And then what? We're going to call you Tongue?
Or Sten.
Nah.
Sten. Short for stenographer. Tungsten, of course, is short for stenographer.
You could call me like Ung.
No, I won't be doing that either.
Give him an old tongue.
No.
Can we talk about, listen, I saw this on TikTok, the eating ass to not being racist pipeline.
It exists.
It's what? Like if a straight white cis male needs to not be racist, he just needs to start eating ass and eventually he'll be not racist.
Because all assholes are brown. What?
It's just the pipeline.
It's just
you start at eating ass, and then soon enough, understanding. Hey,
it's like Call of Duty to alt-right pipeline, eating ass to not racist pipeline.
Hmm.
Yeah. It kind of wakes you up to realizing that hey, I do live in a world that really has everything favored towards me to enjoying my life.
Also really shows how low the bar is for straight white cis men of just not being racist.
Yeah.
Just eat ass and don't say slurs and you kind of are doing great.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, guys, we're doing great. If you want to check our Twitter game out, please go ahead and do that.
Mm-hmm.
And our Instagram game and our TikTok game
mm-hmm.
and our Squid game. Erica, where can they do that at?
It's at Mrs. Ricky, MRS. RICKY.
That's honestly fuck.
When's the last time you've tweeted on your own volition?
2019.
3 years ago, probably.
I feel like both of your guys' Twitter game is just yelling at me.
Yeah.
Christian gets more tweets on his ratios of or likes on his ratios of me than he does on his original tweets.
That's true.
Yeah. I can't think. I don't. What am I supposed to tweet?
We're literally online content creators. She's like, I don't know what to say into the ether.
Pretty much.
If they want to show all the show's stuff, Erica.
Okay. So that's at Judgies Pod, and that's JUDGIES Pod.
And Christian, if they want to follow the funniest one of us on Twitter, where should they do that at?
Well, I guess you could.
That's at Mrs. Ricky.
She only tweets maybe once every 3 years, but it's fucking good.
It'll just be like, KFC kind of good though, and you're like, yeah, she doesn't miss. She doesn't fucking miss.
I can't believe you said KFC while you're waiting, wearing a Taco Bell shirt right now.
Well, it's my impersonation of you.
Oh, I fucking hate KFC. Get out of here. I'm Culver's gang for life, bro.
KFC kind of good.
No, okay. KFC's ass.
Hot take.
Well, if you got opinions on something being good, like this podcast, maybe you'll leave it on Apple.
Nice transition. Good job. Okay, bye.
There's a link in the description. And also follow us on Patreon for more bonus content. Subscribe to our YouTube. Never mind. Don't follow us on Patreon. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye. The Judgies Live.